Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday podcast. I do hope to finish this one today, Al, and complete the podcast with you.
Yeah, yesterday, Jerry, I got to tell you, I had nothing left after you left. I have nothing to say. It's very bizarre. And I just, you know, I could sit here on days when CeeLo's in here and I'll just plow right over his ass.
Sure.
Just,
blah, blah, blah,
blah. But I sit here by myself and I don't see another human being. I have no words.
Wow.
I
so
had
what
no
did
words.
You, I didn't listen. What did you do when I left?
I went, I don't, Jerry, I tried to wrap up what I was saying and I had, it was so bizarre.
All right.
It was rough.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that.
Oh, so. No. All good. I understood. You would think a man who's been in professional broadcasting since 1994.
Could fill 8 minutes.
Correct. I could not. Could not fill 8 minutes.
All right.
So I know people love behind the scenes sort of stuff. So, and this happened at the end of Boomer and Geo's show as well. But, you know, we have this, the kickoff to summer is Friday.
Yeah.
We normally do a Thursday night dinner.
Yes.
Which has been stressing me out because for some reason, well, the 1 year when I got down to Bradley Beach, I've been there 5 years now.
Yeah.
But it was like COVID the first year. Mm-hmm. The second year, I don't even think we did kick off the summer. And then the guys were coming down and I was like, oh, well, there's a restaurant I love. I would like to take everyone there. It was that place, by the way, is out of business now.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the place in Neptune?
Yeah. It's a terrible location. For whatever reason, that location does terrible.
And that was a good restaurant.
It was good food.
Yeah.
And I knew it was reasonably priced.
Right.
So I was like, I'm a treat to dinner. Now I'm expected to treat this dinner the Thursday before. And then the last year it was like...
the Duke's dinner.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, this is Al's dinner. What are you talking about? One time. This is like when I give my dog like a steak one night and the dog's like, oh, I guess we could do steak every
steak
night.
The next night.
No. Once. And then.
Well, let me ask you a serious question. Can't you expense some of it?
Well, that's the other thing.
You should be able to.
I think. So this is. I think I got lucky here.
Okay.
I had previously discussed places that were BYOB. And the Long Island people don't understand that because most places in Long Island, the restaurants have liquor
license. Yes.
Whatever reason, New Jersey's crazy. But, and Gio was making it seem like, oh, like a BYOB. In New Jersey, we love that. It cuts your bill down. As far as expensing things as a business expense, I don't know how some companies do it. Our company
no alcohol
does not accept alcohol,
right.
Which is, I agree with. Why are we paying your alcohol for?
Right.
So this place that Boomer chose and I agreed to as far as a good place to go, after we agreed, I realized, oh, that's a BYOB place. But Boomer's like, okay, that's fine. I'll grab wine. Perfect.
Oh, so that's good then.
So I might still be able to foot the bill.
You should be able to.
And then expense the whole thing.
And you should.
I should.
I mean, you've got two guys from New York that are staying in a hotel. They get an expensible meal.
Yes.
Eddie's staying in a hotel.
It's a show meal.
He's on the road. It's a meal. Right? I mean, even if I am out of my comfort zone of being out on the night before a show for a show dinner, it should be expensible.
Yeah, I think so. So then do I play the big guy and grab the bill and knowing I'm going to expense it?
Yeah.
That's what I should do,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Because I do know this place.
You do know what Boomer's going to do, though.
What's that?
You're not allowed to expense it.
I'll go, no, I'm definitely not going to expense it. Then I'll expense it
anyway.
But
you expense it anyway.
Yeah.
You do it quietly.
No, I don't think he's against expensing it because I think he thinks the company should pay for it.
Oh, okay, fine. So then in his mind, you're just taking the burden off of splitting the stupid thing five times. You're going to handle it, and then you'll expense it. You get the money back.
I think so, yes.
That sounds fine
to
me.
Unless Boomer grabs the bill right away.
It doesn't sound like he's going to.
I'm not going to fight him, Jerry.
I don't think he wants to. I think you're good.
Hmm. But yeah, that was like giving me agita because I didn't know where we were going to end up.
Last year, the night before the kickoff to summer, I was not invited to play golf with them. So I played golf on my own. And then I met them at a restaurant as they boated in with Doug Wells.
Yeah, see, I missed that.
Yes. So I went to that. And then the dinner was right after that. But I picked up, I wasn't staying for the dinner because they were supposed to be there for, I was planning on going to dinner. So they were supposed to meet me at 5 o'clock for drinks, and the dinner was at 6.
I remember.
I got there at, as I always do, 5 o'clock to me means 4:40.
Yep.
So I sat there from 4:40 until 6:30 waiting for them.
Yeah.
And I did sit down with them, but only for a half hour. I picked up pre-dinner drinks for everybody. I sat down for 5 minutes for dinner and I left. But that was last year.
Yeah. And it's funny, and Gio's right. In all of us, like, Boomer's different. Boomer came from the NFL. He came from already a prestigious person when he got here.
Sure.
Gio came up through the radio ranks. And Gio's right. We all, throughout our careers, worked with Mark Chernoff, who made it to be, if you are going to expend something, the gall you would have to expense. Yeah. What are you kidding me? That you don't even think about it.
Correct.
Like, it didn't even cross my mind that a show dinner...
Is a show dinner.
Should be paid for by the company.
Correct. I'll give you one. So when I was in Dallas, was Dallas? No, I'm sorry. When I was in Tampa, and I did the Bucks-Niners game this year for Compass Media Networks, I went out for dinner the night before with my producer. She picked up the tab. She goes, it's just easier for me to expense it. I'm like, okay, that's great. Thank you. So she took that bill since she had a running expense report with them for the whole season. No problem. The next morning, I went downstairs and I grabbed eggs for breakfast with a cup of coffee. I paid cash, didn't think anything of it. I didn't expense it. I didn't even think of it.
Right.
Went to the stadium, ate there, so there was nothing to expense. And then at the airport, before I got on the plane to come home after the game, I got a small, like a little filet with vegetables, and I got two tequila drinks. And the tequila drinks were $20 each. It was like $40. And then the meal was like $40. It was $80. So long story short, I put my expense report in. I didn't expend. The only thing I expensed was parking at the airport and the filet. Do you know Compass Media Networks declined my expense report? Not because it was excessive. My boss called me and said, what is this? Where are your meals? I'm like, well, you know, breakfast was nothing and, you know. And he goes, but what, you didn't put the drinks in. I'm like, well, yeah, it's alcohol. He goes, and? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He goes, and how did you get to the airport for the parking? I'm like, well, I drove. He goes, tolls, mileage, gas, you want to put anything in? So he's like, I have declined it. I'd like you to rethink this and put in a real expense report. That's what we're paying you for. I was like, I don't know this life. Exactly what you're talking about.
You get used to it. And I can tell you, when we've gone on Super Bowl trips, I've put in expense reports and nothing has ever been rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So the company does
for sure
do the right thing. But the many years of Mark Chernoff has made it so that you question.
He made it difficult. That's where that whole big ass beer story comes
from. It also did used to be more difficult to put expense reports in. Like once you get the hang of doing it,
of course,
with
like
the new
anything.
System, it's easy. Like for me, it's easy to do. I understand how to label things and all that stuff, and it's not a problem.
It goes right through.
Yes. The company's not rejecting things.
No,
but
not at all.
In the Mark Chernoff years, when he got to shoot down things.
Because it went to him first, and he would send it back to you. Like,
yeah, and that's when you got to the point where you're like, okay, is it more of a hassle for me to fight for this and be aggravated or just eat it?
Right, and aggravate him when he's the one that's in charge of, you know, promoting you and like.
But I could also,
God,
in a funny way, think as a management type of guy and be like, "What you had? Why did you have to go to this restaurant?" You know what I mean? I could put a management cap on my head too.
I can to a certain degree, but I don't think, I really don't. I don't think getting a, I mean, think about the numbers we're talking about here. Spending $50 on dinner, of which includes a $3 draft beer. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, that's going to get rejected, no alcohol. Okay, well, the Coke's $2.75.
Right.
Like, come on now.
That's true.
It's nonsense. I agree if you want to get a margarita that's $18 as opposed to a $3 soda. I understand that.
Right, or you buy a bottle of wine that's $200.
I totally, there are extremes, and that's why they put limits on them. That's why I also think if it were me, I actually would rather just not even know. And if I was going to, if let's say I was in charge, all right, Al, you're going to wherever for the day. I'm giving you $15 for breakfast. You got $20 for lunch, and you got $50 for dinner. That's $15, $35. You got $85. I don't care what you do with it. You're getting $85 a day, correct, in your check as a payback. If you want, and I know people that do this, if you want to go sit in McDonald's and buy the value meal for all three meals and spend $17 on the day and pocket, fine. This is your money for traveling and for meals. Leave me alone now.
Yeah, the per diem
is
a nicer thing than expensing.
It just takes all the guesswork out of everything.
And all the paperwork. It's getting submitted in.
That too. I agree.
Hmm. Yeah, that's funny. Then I was trying to pick a place like where, you know, is there a place to park? Is it going to be crowded? Is it all this stuff? So,
what town are we going to?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, okay.
Just because I don't know if Boomer wants me to tell.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the kickoff this summer. Yeah. And I hope it's going to be kick-ass, Jerry.
I do, too.
I will be out tomorrow, though. I have a college
graduation
to go to.
Right.
And then I'll be back Thursday.
Okay.
And then we have our big Thursday dinner. And then Friday is kickoff the summer. Should I try to think of something fun to do with our hour at kickoff the summer? I mean, an hour is easy to get through.
Well, we always get through it, but I mean, I think the two of us can come up with a couple of things. I think we always do. I will tell you, as of 10 p.m. Thursday night, it is still a 70% chance of rain.
10 p.m. Thursday night?
Yeah. I mean, I do think Friday ultimately is not going to be a bad day. I just don't know that when we hit 6 a.m., it's going to be great.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't still go. It doesn't mean it's not going to be a great day. It will be, but I do think it's going to be wet and cold.
Yeah, you have to still go. Otherwise, summer is not officially kicked off.
I agree with that.
This is an official kickoff to summer.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, I think we can. Yeah, I'll try and come up with some stuff, too. I like getting people involved with you. It's fun.
Yeah, I think when we look at the warm-up show, it's three segments. Segment one is we come out and blah, 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 blah. Segment two might be fun to have something in there. Segment three tends to be short.
Correct. And segment three is always very short.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Isn't the third segment of when we do these live shows, the third segment of the warm-up show, I'm like, oh, this is so great. We're almost done with our hour. These two got four in front of them.
Yeah, but for me, I still have a lot of work to do. Still.
You do. You put a lot on your shoulders on these live broadcasts.
Well, yeah.
But you could come out there and do your updates.
It's boring. I did the first year.
You don't like to do that. You think the audience standing there is rough.
Yeah, it's not fun. There's nothing good about it. And I remember the first year, that's exactly what I did because that was the expectation of what I was supposed to do. And I remember as I'm going through the clips, you can feel it. Like, you can feel when Boomer and Carton were bored.
Yeah.
When Gio is bored.
Yeah.
When you look up as a clip is playing and you've got 500 sets of eyes that are looking at you like, we can't even hear what the hell's coming out over the loudspeaker. We're bored. So I try to make it a little more interactive and do things. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on for Friday.
Yeah. I was trying to think back on the earliest kickoff to summer was at DJ's.
Yeah, inside, though.
Inside.
Yeah, because of the weather.
Yeah.
Very much like what we're going to... I think the weather's very similar this Friday to the one you're talking about.
And we had Gin Blossoms there.
Chris Christie.
I was thinking about the 90s music, you know, when I was enjoying some Counting Crows coming in. I was like, man, like 1995, that was some, there was a lot of new good music in 1995.
It's also 30 years ago now, by the way.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like it. Like that music to me still doesn't feel like old music.
No, not 1995.
It still feels like newer music. And maybe that's because there hasn't been a newer genre. I don't know.
There's a difference. Like when you hear a song from the 50s versus Led Zeppelin. Like Led Zeppelin still sounds like newer music. But the stuff from the 50s, just the audio sound of it, you could tell, oh, this is an oldies.
Basic.
Yeah. It just, it didn't have like the fidelity of like a Led Zeppelin record.
Sure.
But I feel like now if you take those 1970s Led Zeppelin records and put them next to a Foo Fighter record, the fidelity and the sound is very similar.
Oh, it is. I do think the sound is a little different, though. Like the, and I don't mean sound of what you're talking about. I mean the rhythm of it, the way it's just a different type of rock music.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound as stark sounded in the 50s.
No, if I listen to AC/DC today from something that came out in 1977, it sounds great. Now, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
I just mean that music, like that genre, to me in my head signifies the 70s to the early 80s. That's what I mean.
Although it feels like in two different aspects, our technology has gotten worse, which is weird. One is the music, how we consume music now through the streaming versus like what something sounded like on CD or, and I don't think you notice it.
I don't notice it.
Until you, if you were to sit there and compare them.
Maybe.
I think it sounds different. That and photographs.
It does, but you know what, though? When I play, I think it depends on how you consume it, though. Like, when I play music off my phone through my, this sounds so ridiculous what I'm saying, off my phone through my sunglasses, my Bose sunglasses.
When you're listening through your sunglasses, yes.
Yes, through that bone technology, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
It is the clearest thing I've ever heard. It is. Now, you want to tell me if I could somehow go Bluetooth from a CD player into those sunglasses, it would be better? You might be right. But, man, it is pretty damn impressive how great that sound is. And the photographs, I think you're right, too. But it's not, I don't know. You think it's that much better?
I think, like, if you take an iPhone versus a regular camera, I think in the bright light of day, it looks pretty similar because an iPhone or the Samsung like you have, in the daylight, man, that is some crisp
photographs. It's sharp. Yeah.
But I feel like if you're inside, it's not as
good. It could be. That's very possible. But I do think I don't know how many indoor photos I do take, actually. Most of them are outside. They do look good to me. But I do agree with you. That if you spend the money on a real camera with a real zoom, that it's probably superior. It has to be.
Yeah, world of difference.
Otherwise, why even make them anymore?
Yeah. No, it's got to be superior.
Now, that said, that business must have taken a monster hit.
Yeah.
Because I used to buy cameras every 4 or 5 years.
Me too.
I remember the Canon SureShot was the last camera I bought.
That was a great one, the SureShot.
Terrific camera. Had the cartridge, everything. And I remember I was planning on upgrading. And then the phone started, the camera phones got better. I haven't bought one since.
And the camera phone quality with the convenience of you always having it,
always.
That was the biggest difference.
Always. Like, so yesterday I wound up late in the day playing golf with my younger son, and he was playing really well, and I started videoing some shots. If I didn't bring my camera, I can't do that.
Right.
But I had my phone with me. So it may not be as good, but God darn, is it convenient.
Very convenient, yeah. That's why I still think, like, if people go, I'm getting married, then a real camera comes into play.
Yeah.
Right? For special, really special events.
I would think so. Although I've been, one of the weddings I was at down the Jersey Shore last August or July, I forget, the photographer used a series of iPhones and iPhone tripods. That's what he recorded the whole Everything was, and that's unless he had another camera going, which he might have, I don't know. But there wasn't a guy running around with the thing on his shoulder. There was no, there were literally iPhones in the corners, and there were different, he had probably six of them set up. A lot of work, too, to just record for 3 hours and put that together. But, yeah, so, but I do think you're right. Those cameras are still better.
I think it was last Friday. I'm enjoying my time of doing nothing, and I see all these cars pull up right by the beach all at once. Like,
and it was raining last Friday, right?
It wasn't great weather. It wasn't raining, but it looked terrible.
Right.
All these people get out. They're in their regular clothes, and they all are gathering on the boardwalk. I was like, what the hell is going on? All of a sudden, a car pulls up. A woman in a wedding dress and a guy get out, run up there, get married, back in the car, everyone splits. That way they didn't have to, I don't think you're allowed to do
no
that.
No permits,
no expenses. I was like, what a great, what a smooth move.
How about that?
Everyone just met there, hopped out, did their vows, got their pictures, and split.
Wow. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you, because I think I have one of these coming up. A friend of mine is getting married, and he has decided no big wedding. Because they're paying for it, and it's just too cool. I mean, these weddings are literally $150,000 now.
Right, wouldn't you rather have your $150,000?
So instead, they're going to just make it like a backyard party, and they're going to put gift optional on the invitation.
Well, I like that.
Yes, and part of that is because it's a backyard party, they're going to say casual clothes, gift optional. What do you give them? I'm sorry, that's not optional to me.
No, you still have to give a gift.
But what do you give them? Are you giving them $500, they're getting married, or do you give them $150 because it's a backyard wedding and it says gift optional? I mean, you talk about someone's got to come up with some sort of formula for what gifts should be, where we are, and how they are put on in terms of the parties themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be, like, I understand if you go to a monster catering facility and you know it costs a couple $100,000 or $150,000 or whatever, you got to give them at least $300-$500. I get that. But for something like this.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's the going rate? What do you give graduation students now in high school and in college? I don't know. And it's not like, I guess you can never give too much. It's a very nice gesture. But you also don't want to be, if everyone's given $150, you want to give a $500 gift, like thinking that was the going rate too. Like,
yeah.
Especially when you got multiple parties that you're going to. That stuff adds up.
Yeah, I have two college graduations and a high school graduation.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't, what are those three? What's the combined for those three?
Well, I've heard $1,000 each for the college and $500 for the high school. No, I'm just
Hell
kidding.
No.
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Right. What is that?
Don't know. And then to sit there and say, we'll go back to when your kids did it. All right. Well, we didn't have a graduation party for my son. It was a couple of years ago. He didn't want a party, so we didn't do one. So don't know. And then we're going to go back to my college graduation. I don't remember. It was 30 years ago. I don't know.
And what? Clearly, the money is different.
Yes, of course, it's different.
Yeah,
a wedding's different these days.
Oh yes, and where you have it, and where
absolutely
what state you're in, all this stuff. Before we go, Jerry, we get a in the industry that we're in, we get something called the Jason Barrett newsletter.
Yeah.
He's a sports radio consultant. But so he always has different like things at the bottom, like on this date in this year.
Yep.
Do you know that on this date?
All right, May
20th. 2020.
May 20th, 2020. 2020. Okay, what?
The warm-up show moves to 1 hour.
Oh, is that true?
You put that on there, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I remember that phone call from Chernoff. If we would do the extra
45
minutes. It went fine. I just remember saying, so now a whole hour. Now that means we're starting much earlier. I said, is there any bump in pay for this? And he said, well, it's the pandemic. It's not, we'll talk when everything settles.
He just
we never had that talk.
Mark said, just expense it.
No.
And
he didn't actually. Nope. Those didn't say that either. He said, we'll revisit this when the time is right. And when the time was right, I revisited it. And then I was looked upon like I had eight heads.
Well, it's the 5-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And on it also, it said 5 years. It said 2020, May 20th, 2020. The warm-up show expands to 1 hour. And Mike Francesa will do 6 to 7 p.m.
Wow.
So it was, Mike was not here anymore,
and
but
he
was
came
doing
back to
an,
do
hour.
An hour. I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Mike did an hour.
I don't know how long that lasted.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't even recall that.
I don't either. The Mike Francesa hour.
It's great, though. We were in the same
public
relations
article.
Release. Like Odyssey
good.
Would like to announce that the warm-up show is 1 hour, and Mike will also be doing
Think Mike
one
did
hour.
That 1 hour on the arm?
I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, Jared, let's do a warm-up show.
Yeah.
I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be at one of these said college graduations.
Who's working for you tomorrow?
Fleegs.
Okay.
If he doesn't call out sick.
Oh, so let me tell you right now.
Ooh.
I will do the open. We will have four calls, middle segment, as I like to do. About anything. It can be about Al, if you'd like. It can be about the warm-up show. It can be about the show Friday. It can be about Boomer and Gio. It can be about the Mets. Don't care.
So solo Jerry.
Four calls.
Segment one. Four calls with Jerry. Segment two.
Final segment. And I'll give it time. I won't go long and late. Final segment with Fliegelman.
I like it. That's a nice way to...
There you go.
To do that. Maybe we do that at the kickoff of the summer. Segment one, Al and Jerry.
Four.
Segment...
Four... participants.
Participant
yes.
calls.
Like I
instead
like
of
that
a call,
idea.
Instead of callers.
They come up.
They line up out there with some sort of microphone.
That's a great idea.
And that's their call.
Okay.
And then the third segment.
Fliegelman.
Fliegelman comes in.
See if he'll wake up. Come on down to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jerry. Warm-up is the 5-year anniversary warm-up is next. So...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.